What if the way you've been telling your life story reveals the secret to what is holding you back? Stories play an integral part in how we see not only ourselves, but the whole world. Stories are more than just an important part of communication. They also reveal hidden aspects of our inner talk, which can either support us or end up holding us back from the very things we want most in life, without us even realizing it. Join author, mindset coach, and award-winning singer-songwriter Carrie Rowan on her show, Look for the Good, every Monday at 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. when she shares nuggets of wisdom from her internationally best-selling book, Tell a New Story, 5 Simple Steps to Release Your Negative Stories and Bring Joy to Your Life. Carrie's powerful stories and compelling guests will empower you to change how you look at your own life while giving you some powerful tools and tips you can use every day to help you feel better and move yourself closer to the life you've been longing to live.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Look for the Good. I'm your host, Carrie Rowan, mindset strategist and coach, and I love sharing nuggets of wisdom about the stories we tell each other, and more importantly, the stories we tell up here, the quiet little ones, right? So you can join me and my special guests as we share our personal stories of strength and triumph every week here on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. And you can listen online on your mobile device, in your car, or even ask Alexa to play Dream Vision 7 Radio anytime. And you can tune into my show, Look for the Good, every Monday at 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. Eastern Time to get real stories and real tips on how to turn your story and your life around. Evolve with us as we unite humankind with universal love. And here we are, everybody, in the new year of 2024. I'm so excited. And, you know, we love talking about stories, and stories can really contain so much, and they tell you so much about our lives, right? And before I introduce Susanna, hello, Susanna, waiting in the wings. We talk about stories, right? And the cool thing about my work and stories and the book that I wrote, Tell a New Story, is stories are like a global piece of information, right? Stories are just part of our lives. They're part of who we are and communication. But we have stories on different topics, right? We can have a money story, or we can have a life story, or we can have a what didn't work story, or we can have a victim story. There's so many flavors to our story. And I love to dive into the ones that are actually holding us back, the ones we don't even realize are holding us back from living our best life. I mean, let's face it, we all know somebody, and Susanna's like shaking her head like, We all know somebody with that story, right? That stuck story, that story they keep telling over and over, and you're like, oh, here we go again. And when you look at the people who do that, their lives usually reflect that stuck story, don't they? Their lives are just as stuck as that story they keep telling. So I love that. Why? Because I love helping people turn those stories around and uncover what's really hiding out in that story, right? What are your limiting beliefs that hide inside that story that we can clean up, brush off, and tell a new story about where we want to go in our lives? And I feel like the new year is a good time to talk about that because it's a fresh start. So without further ado, hello, Susanna, welcome to the show. So good to have you on.
So excited to be with you.
Yeah, this is great. Susanna and I met at the Natural Living Expo. And if you've never been to that, wow, you've got to go. Right, Susanna? It is a one of a kind place.
Such a cool place. So many different people doing all kinds of really amazing things.
It is all things holistic under one roof. And the people, I was really drawn to Susanna by her product. Well, also her personality and her energy, we really jived. And her product is simply amazing. So she's a researcher and an entrepreneur who created a collagen chew for her mom who had osteoporosis. So cool. And by the way, they're delicious. So Susanna and her family, and I can't wait to dive into that. They run her business, which is called Totem Voss, right? We're going to talk about what that means. I want her to tell us about that from top to bottom. So the whole family's involved, creation to distribution, from a small town in Southwest New Hampshire. And everybody, don't you love that story? I love the way this business evolved. And Susanna is such an inspiration. Tell us, Susanna, a little bit about how that whole all started. First, tell us what it means. I think that's really, really cool.
So the name Totem Voss means total you in Latin. And a lot of collagen sort of marketing is around related to beauty, how this is going to make you look more attractive. And I think that's great. And it's kind of a shorthand for what's going on inside of your body Because collagen is actually 30% of our total protein in our body. And so your skin, hair, and nails are just sort of markers for what's happening throughout the entirety of your body. And so that's why we picked that name, because our particular product has three different types of collagen. Most collagen is bovine, and bovine definitely has its merits, but we also include organic chicken bone broth and wild-caught Icelandic cod. And those other types of collagen do other types of things in the body. So I created the product for my mom, like you said, and I wanted her to have these three types to address the needs throughout the body. So there's actually 28 types of collagen, and our product has one, two, three, four, five, and 10 types. So I wanted her to have multiple types, and I wanted her to have vitamin C, which is really important for collagen synthesis, and a couple of other things. So the product includes MCT oil, and it's collagen submerged in a gelatin base, so it gets further along the digestive tract. So my mom is one of those old school health food people who was, you know, cooking out of the Moosewood cookbook when I was a kid and doing everything. And she takes a handful of pills every day, and she's really done amazing things with her health, but this was a giant hole in her health. And she had significant bone loss in her hips. And I wanted her to have something that would be enjoyable for her to take every day. But I was also really looking at sourcing, because what we take every day is really important. What we're exposed to every day really adds up. So I wanted her to be taking the best type of collagen I could find and taking it in a bioavailable form and taking it in a way that she actually enjoyed and looked forward to as a little treat for her, instead of all the dutiful supplements she's always taken, all the things that she's done throughout the years, not just supplements that are challenging, but she was willing to do for her health. I wanted her to have something fun and enjoyable.
I love that. And they are fun and they are enjoyable. They're delicious. I couldn't decide which one to choose because all the flavors were so good. And at the table, you guys, when I was there meeting Susanna, they were handing out samples. And I was like, couldn't decide because they were all so yummy. So I went with the chocolate because you can't go wrong with chocolate.
Yes. Mocha has a little coffee kick and all that yummy cacao. So those two things are a good pairing for a lot of us. I feel the same way. It's probably my favorite flavor.
Is it? Yeah. I liked them all, but I really was drawn to that because I figured, you know, why not have a little snack midday? Then I think about it to myself like, ooh, I could have a little mocha chew right now. And that would like pick me up and give me collagen. Like that's a double boost. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like you said, it's fun and it's something that you look forward to. I love that you created it for your mom, because those are the best businesses out there. When there's a problem with yourself or in the family, you come up with a solution and then you share it with the rest of the world. I love that. I think it's truly a higher purpose in life.
Yes. And I think for a lot of us, we want to engage with companies that are really looking to create trust with their clients and with their customers. And I, creating it for my mom, who I knew was going, and she continues to take it. She's taken it for almost 5 years.
Wow.
And she's done really, really well. I mean, she's had, she had to have hip replacement. She already had some damage done at that time, but she's really gotten back on her feet. She's walking without a cane. Her bone scans are coming back clear. She doesn't have osteoporosis anymore.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Let's just stop for a moment there. That's huge. Like I've never heard of completely reversing that.
Right. And for her, a lot of her osteoporosis was in her hips, but when she had the last scans taken, they said, you don't even fit in that category anymore.
Wow.
Yeah. So she continues to take it.
How old is your mom?
She turned 80. In December.
Wow. That is so cool. My mom's 82. She turned 80 in August. So our moms were born in the same year. Yeah, I love that. I just think, first of all, you don't normally hear that of an 80-year-old woman reversing osteoporosis. You don't hear that. Okay, so that's huge. And she gets to take something fun and enjoyable that tastes good. But I also love how you talk about the sourcing, because I'm that person too. I'm checking out all my vitamins. I'm not giving stuff to my family that's just, you know, off the shelf at a drugstore. That's not happening in my house, right? So I'm super particular about what we put in our bodies, because that old thing that we grew up with, you are what you eat, you know, nothing has been more true than that. Would you agree?
Absolutely. Yeah. And for me, this is sort of a modern form of traditional eating. So when my mom, she grew up on a farm in Michigan, and she was eating pickled tongue and oxtail soup. Wow. And we're not eating those all those parts of the animal these days.
Thank goodness. Yeah.
But this is sort of a return to eating from tip to tail in a modern way. A lot of us don't have time to make bone broth on the regular. We find it very challenging to source healthy bones that we would feel comfortable making bone broth out of.
Right.
So this is, each chew is about the equivalent of a cup of bone broth. So this is, yeah, we have practitioners that actually give it to patients who don't want to go source their bones from a farm and say, here, you won't take a cup of bone broth every day. Take one of these.
Oh, I love it.
So we're looking at things in a very traditional way, this approach, but we're trying to find modern ways to bring this product to someone. So it's a cup of bone broth you can slip in your pocket.
Without a mess.
Yeah. Right.
I love that. Slipping a cup of bone broth into your pocket. And guess what? It tastes better than bone broth, right? Sometimes you got to choke that stuff down. You know, yeah, it's good for you, right? So you do, but.
Right. I know. And there's a lot of things that we do, we take just because they're good for us, but it's so great to have motivation built in. I don't have to motivate myself to take this. It's going to taste delicious and I'm going to like it.
I love it. Yeah. And it's one little check off the list. And I love what you said too. Like, I feel like I take so many supplements. Like some days I'm just like, all right, we got to cut. What can I cut out? You know what I mean? Like, I know they're all good for me, but is there anything? So to have this not be another pill that I have to take, that is so refreshing.
Mm-hmm. And I think about it as kind of a food, kind of a nutritionally dense food that we're sort of missing when we're just eating muscle meat every day. We're missing that other part of the animal. So the other parts of the animal besides muscle meat has a certain amino acid profile, but those other parts of the animal have a different amino acid profile, most of which we're very low in modern diets. So this is sort of offsetting our muscle meat consumption. And it's really just addressing those amino acids, which aren't technically essential, but I would call them conditionally essential. So our body makes 1.5 grams of glycine every day. So glycine is about a third of collagen and bone broth. But we actually need more than that. We need quite a bit more. So this is addressing some of those deficits that we're just the modern forms of eating have sort of left us with.
That's so interesting. I didn't know that about the amino acids, because I've been told before to increase my amino acids, you know, with like a protein shake or something. But, you know, I'm not good at that, because when it's wintertime, I don't want a protein shake with a freezing frozen banana in there. You know what I mean? Like, because that's how I make mine. So I go all this time when it's cold, you know, you're not supposed to eat cold. You're supposed to go warm. So I love this. It just makes that whole thing easier. You know, it's like, I don't have to get collagen and my amino acids. Everything's all in one. And then the vitamin C. So I love that you have done your research. It's all about the research, isn't it?
Yes. This is like what I live for. I'm creating a new product right now. And I just, to solve a puzzle is like so exciting for me. So exciting to see how much can I fit into one little product so that people are getting. So for instance, in that line of chews that we currently make, there's 1/2 teaspoon of MCT oil, which is really good for the aging brain. There's baobab powder. There's 60% of your daily value of vitamin C in buffered and whole food forms. The product is actually delivered in a gelatin base. So when you chew up a chew, you're actually making hundreds of little gel caps that are going to go further along your digestive tract than powdered collagen would alone.
Ooh, interesting.
It's because gelatin is a little bit harder for our body to break down. Mm-hmm. So it gets it further along the digestive tract than it would otherwise.
That is brilliant.
So yeah. So for me, it's like, how much can somebody get out of one thing? You know, these phones that are cameras and phones and little computers and everything in one place. That whole idea of putting as much as you can into one product. That's sort of what we're interested in doing.
I love that. And a product that's different than everything else out there. And so tell me how you got started. Like, what is your background? That I love researching things. How did you get interested in that? What is that drive? And I can see you light up when you talk about the research. It's like your superpower.
My dad is a surgeon. He's a DO. So he's not an MD. He's an osteopath and he's a surgeon. And, sort of vascular and thoracic, a trunk surgeon. And my mom is a nurse who's always been interested in holistic medicine.
Yep.
So definitely they're fans of the Western system. My mom will say, we do an amazing job here with emergency care, but we don't really set people up for a lifetime of health. We don't know how to help them achieve like everyday health as well as we could. That's sort of her model. So I'm somebody, I have a master's from the University of Chicago that's sort of a research-based master's. Mm-hmm. And I do just absolutely love research. I love digging into studies. So it's sort of, I love solving a problem.
Yeah.
Really, really fun for me to figure out how to solve a problem. So the chew is the texture it is, which is as soft as I could make it and still get it to pass food safety protocols. Because my mom had lost so many teeth when she was struggling so dramatically with osteoporosis.
Wow. I never thought of that.
So the idea is that there are other collagen chews on the market and they tend to be hard, like Starburst hard. And this chew it's pretty soft at room temperature, as you know. Mm-hmm. It can get a little bit harder in the fridge if people don't love the texture at room temperature. And a lot of people like them out of the fridge better. But the idea is that somebody with actually very few teeth could actually just pop it in their mouth and let it dissolve. And it would work for them. Mm. And I do love the chewing, swallowing, digesting action for the product itself, how that helps your body to get more out of it too.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people take collagen in their morning coffee and they're taking bovine collagen, and taking it in your coffee isn't getting you the vitamin C. You're not pairing it with vitamin C. And granted, you could be getting other forms of vitamin C throughout the day. But collagen, when you hear negative effects regarding collagen, it's generally speaking because people are not pairing it with enough vitamin C.
And that helps with the absorption of it.
It becomes a proto-collagen if you don't pair it with vitamin C.
A proto-collagen. Tell me about that.
So it actually can lodge in people's joints. It can cause hormonal issues. Your body can't fully utilize it without pairing it with vitamin C. So it's really important.
Very important. So interesting. I've never heard that tidbit because I know a lot of people who put it in their coffee all the time. They're like, yeah, I'm getting my collagen or their shake or whatever. So that is huge information.
So if you are getting your vitamin C and other sources throughout the day, that could offset it.
Mm-hmm.
But generally speaking, my antenna go up when I hear somebody say, I took collagen and I felt worse. My joints hurt more. Or I got hormonal acne. Or things like that. It's generally speaking because it's not being paired with sufficient vitamin C.
Mm, and I bet nobody really knows that. You know, You know that because you love doing your research. So I love that, again, because you have your mom as your real life, you know, testing agent, then you can, you know, all this, if you've looked into it, you've researched it, and you know that it needs to be paired. We're going to break real quick for a minute, you guys. I know you're hanging on her every word. So come back so you can find out more about the product. And we're going to talk a little bit about the multiple types of collagen and why that's important. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back on Look for the Good.
Workers' Credit Union empowers members to achieve their dreams at any stage of life with tailored products and services designed to enrich your financial wellness. Workers' Credit Union gives you the tools to succeed, like high-interest checking, savings, and CD accounts. Free online and mobile banking help you budget and pay bills on the go. Financial coaching provides guidance when you need it. We encourage you to look for the good, the workers' way. Visit us online at WCU.com or walk into your local branch.
Did you know 73% of employees are considering leaving their jobs, and almost half of Americans fear being laid off in the next year? That's a lot of fear and anxiety mulling around the office. In today's environment, employees need easy-to-use tools and strategies they can count on when the atmosphere is making them feel less than productive. To find out about proven ways to help your employees turn their stress into success, go to carrierowan.com and sign up for a free wellness consultation for your company today.
Ever notice how your brain automatically focuses on what's wrong in your life? Ever wonder why you find yourself telling the same old story about yourself over and over again? Tune into this high-energy show with author and mindset coach Carrie Rowan to find out how to retrain your brain to look for the good every Monday at 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. Eastern on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network. Carrie uses powerful storytelling, easy-to-use tools, and inspiring guests to exemplify how a simple shift in perspective can bring miraculous results. Join Carrie on a journey into your own transformation that will leave you feeling inspired, empowered, and ready to find the good every day of your life.
Are you tired of feeling stressed and stuck? Did you know that the stories we repeatedly tell can be the very thing that makes us feel worse about our life? In her best-selling book, Tell a New Story, host and author Carrie Rowan shares the five simple steps to release your negative stories and bring joy to your life. This is not your average self-help book. It's a joy to read, and it's interactive with QR codes for meditations, original songs, and how-to videos at just the perfect point in the story, which makes transformation easy and at your fingertips. So if you're ready to go from humming a sad song about your situation to finding your voice and whistling a new upbeat tune as you skip along with joy as the new soundtrack of your life, then get yourself a copy of Carrie's highly acclaimed book today. Go to carrierowan.com/book to get your copy now. That's CarrieRowan.
Hey, beautiful listeners. Are you tired of the fast-paced life and want an easy way to help you find your calm? Then head over to the new Look for the Good Marketplace. It's chock full of hand-selected books, great classes, calming music, and special readings. All you need to help you move closer to a life you're tickled pink about. Just visit carrierowan.com and click on the Marketplace tab to find just the right item to soothe your soul today. That's CarrieRowan.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Look for the Good. I'm here with Susanna. We're talking about her amazing collagen chews, and we want to know more. Like, why is collagen, it became this craze, and why is it so important? Like, what happens to it as we age?
So we start to actually lose collagen in our 20s.
Wow.
About 1% a year. And it's so slow, right? Mm. Especially for women, it really... major collagen loss happens after menopause. Men tend to age to lose it in a more steady, at a more steady rate than women.
Mm-hmm.
But by the time we're 80, we've lost about 50% of our collagen.
Wow.
And it might actually even be more important than muscle loss as we age, because it affects everything. It's in our bones, skin, hair, cartilage, blood vessels, tendons, ligaments. So we think of, as I was saying earlier, the skin, we think of these external markers of collagen loss, but that all that collagen loss is happening in the body as well. So that's just a signpost, really. Those external markers are just a signpost of what's happening. So when we take supplemental collagen, we're getting some of that supplemental collagen. Some of it's broken down into its component amino acids. Mm-hmm. And through mouse studies, we know that some of it is actually making it through the gut lining. But we're also stimulating our own collagen production by taking supplemental collagen.
Ooh.
Of course, yeah, of course, vitamin C is going to stimulate that. Also glycine, taking the amino acid glycine, which is kind of a sweet tasting amino acid, will stimulate collagen production. And eating gelatinous foods, we can swing that, stimulates collagen production.
Give me an example.
So, eating the bits maybe of the chicken bone that we can stomach. Not everybody can, but if you can, eating like a homemade chicken broth. So the broth we're buying at the store, generally speaking, is not gelatinous in the same way that a homemade broth is. So doing those things are going to help us in so many ways beyond hair, skin, and nails. So we're talking about joint health. So osteoarthritis is actually like a wear and tear arthritis. That is, a lot of my clients say they see results with the chews with osteoarthritis.
Very cool.
So I actually had a client this week who has Lyme disease, which is actually kind of robs you of collagen. And through a miscommunication, she hadn't been taking her chews. She hadn't gotten chews, which she requested from me earlier. And so she said to me, I can't believe the difference. I can't believe how much, what of an effect they have. And it's subtle, but it's sort of like, wow, when I go off of them, I really see it.
Wow, that's huge for arthritis, because you don't really think about those two things being related, you know, off the top of your head. So I think that's great information for a lot of people listening who probably didn't know that as well. And I'm curious to know about, like you mentioned, all the different types of collagen. There's 28 types. Do they all do something different? What is the importance of all those types and you having so many in your chew?
So the major types 1, 2, 3, and 4 are like 90% of the collagen in your body.
Okay.
So they do different things. If you have those types 1, 2, 3, and 4, a lot of times you'll have enough to make what you need in the other areas. So a lot of what's missing from people's collagen consumption is type 2. So type 2 comes from chicken primarily. So the collagen, the chicken collagen that's in the chews is chicken bone broth, and it's actually from Europe, and it's organic, and it comes from chicken sternums. And the reason why we look to source organic chicken was because non-organic chicken contains a lot of lead. So when we're thinking about actually consuming bones, so that's where heavy metals end up. We want to make sure we're getting the healthiest versions we can find.
That is so interesting. Yeah. Wow. Note to self. I do buy organic chicken, but sometimes when you go out, you don't know if it's organic chicken. You know what I mean? Like, you're just getting chicken.
Well, when we're eating muscle meat, we're going to be less exposed than when we're eating collagen, which is hides, bones, tendons. So a lot of those pesticides and heavy metals are going to fall into those. They're going to end up in the hide, the bone, or the cartilage of the animal. So it's even more important, I would say, when you're choosing your collagen, even over your muscle meat.
Yes. I was just thinking how important it is when you're choosing your collagen, because it is so condensed down, and you don't want to be using, you know, a source product that's non-organic, because you're going to be getting the bad stuff in there. That's super important, everybody. I hope you're making note of that. So let's talk a little bit about, you know, I love to talk about stories. Let's talk a little bit about our health story, right? Because everybody always has this little health story, whether they're aware of it or not. And this is so important to our health. As we age, we're losing a big portion of this. And I feel like it's been the craze, but sometimes people just go along with the craze and they don't dig down into it. So how do we change those health stories, right? Like, I think a lot of people, like, I know I deal with people all the time who have this story like, oh, I'll never be healthy, or, oh, my mom had that, right? Kind of like what we're talking about, but you are dispelling that story right there. Like, someone in my family had it, I'm definitely going to have it. because you just showed us that that story is not true and things can be reversed. What do you see in your business when you have clients? What is the most popular, if you will, that disempowering hell story that people tell themselves?
I think a lot of times around joint health and mobility, mm-hmm. there's a health story that once it's gone forever. And that it can't be recovered and it really can't be improved upon. So I'm thinking of one client who had was really into crafting and her hands were really in bad shape. And she started taking the lemon turmeric chew because she wanted those anti-inflammatory effects from the turmeric, as well as the collagen. And she said, I sat down and did 6 hours of work yesterday. And she was so excited. And I think a lot of times what people are mourning when they're aging is not the number. It's more that the loss of, abilities to do what they want to do. Mm. So I think telling a different story and, in the health field, sometimes you get really tough, hard-nosed advice. And sometimes I feel like that advice can be a little bit unkind to the people who are suffering. And I love the idea of doing something enjoyable that helps people regain mobility without saying, you haven't done your part. You haven't done this. You haven't done that. It's your diet. And sometimes it's hard for people to change their diet dramatically when they're not feeling well.
Yeah.
So my thing is, well, how can you give something to somebody that will be motivating and will help them make better choices in the long term because they have more mobility, better energy, because they're feeling better? So sort of like the carrot and stick approach, carrots all the way. We want carrots. We want people to be feeling their best, looking their best, feeling like sort of their mobility is reverse aging. They're feeling less pain, less discomfort.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that because always, that's the way I brought up my kids, right? You had the carrot and the stick. I was always the carrot, right? Okay, you want this? Let's earn it. Let's get a chart for this. Let's that. It's the same thing, and nobody wants to hear, oh, you can never get that back, because like you said, that's unkind and it's not true, right? Because anything can really be turned around. And so I love that you're changing, helping people to change that story. It's not a forever. And the other huge piece of what you said that is so empowering is people still need to do what they love. Like when I get a new client, that's one of the first things we dive into because people forget what they love, right? Like your client who took out her crochet or whatever, her crafting, and did it for 6 hours. When you take that away from somebody, I feel like that's taking their light away. That's taking away their will to want to live longer. And so, your product is solving a problem on such a higher scale, on such a bigger level. I love that.
Thank you. It's and I don't think the stories have to be Pollyanna-ish. It's not going to be perfect. There's going to be ups and downs, but being willing to say perhaps things could get dramatically better over time. And I could improve this, that will help me improve that. And I would say that's the story my mom has. So she still ended up having hip replacements and she still struggled for a while with walking. And now she's walking without a cane. And she, she had a really good attitude throughout her journey. But I know it was discouraging at times to think, can anything help this? I'm taking my vitamin D3, I'm taking my K2, I'm taking my magnesium, I'm doing all the right things. She really tried everything. So I think, my mom says that holistic medication is like a shotgun approach. You're trying a lot of different things to see what will hit the mark. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really true.
That's a great analogy for sure. But I feel like what you said that was so important about your mom was the attitude, because my mom is very much the same way. And having that attitude of like, hey, I'm going to try this and see what happens, like being open, like you said, not so much Pollyanna, like this is going to fix everything, but being open to the possibility that this could be that missing link for somebody, right? Like, geez, I wonder, having that I wonder sort of an attitude, right?
Love it. I think that's the great, that's a great way to look at it. I wonder if this could really help. I wonder if this could be a stepping stone.
I wonder if this could, you know, these small things that I'm doing could add up to something bigger, like me feeling better when I wake up in the morning, right? Whatever that story is that they're telling themselves, you have that wonder mentality, you can do anything with that, you know? And especially if you're the caretaker, right? You adopting that attitude for the person that you are taking care of. I wonder if this could really help you, Mom. I wonder what could happen if we try this, you know, and exemplifying that. So it works for kids. Why wouldn't it work for our parents? You know, it's the, it's turning things around, right? As they age and we become the caretakers. So, you know, really getting out ahead of that attitude, even though it's not always perfect, you can find some little silver lining in there. And I feel like your product is a silver lining.
Thank you. And it does end up being something that people find for their parents.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right.
Like totally going to get my mom some. So yeah. So I think it's a really cool thing. So let's talk a little bit about, oh, you know what? We're going to have to wrap up real quick and then come right back on. For a quick message from our sponsor, but don't go anywhere because now you guys, we're going to talk about, Suzanne is going to share about how her family got involved, how she started it and how she gets the whole family involved in the business. For all you entrepreneurs out there, you're not going to want to miss this. So come right back.
Workers Credit Union empowers members to achieve their dreams at any stage of life with tailored products and services designed to enrich your financial wellness. Workers Credit Union gives you the tools to succeed, like high interest checking, savings, and CD accounts. Free online and mobile banking help you budget and pay bills on the go. Financial coaching provides guidance when you need it. We encourage you to look for the good, the workers' way. Visit us online at WCU.com or walk into your local branch.
Hey, beautiful listeners. Are you tired of the fast-paced life and want an easy way to help you find your calm? Then head over to the new Look for the Good Marketplace. It's chock full of hand-selected books, great classes, calming music, and special readings. All you need to help you move closer to a life you're tickled pink about. Just visit carrierowan.com and click on the Marketplace tab to find just the right item to soothe your soul today. That's CarrieRowan.com.
Are you tired of feeling stressed and stuck? Did you know that the stories we repeatedly tell can be the very thing that makes us feel worse about our life? In her best-selling book, Tell a New Story, host and author Carrie Rowan shares the 5 simple steps to release your negative stories and bring joy to your life. This is not your average self-help book. It's a joy to read, and it's interactive with QR codes for meditations, original songs, and how-to videos at just the perfect point in the story, which makes transformation easy and at your fingertips. So if you're ready to go from humming a sad song about your situation to finding your voice and whistling a new upbeat tune as you skip along with joy as the new soundtrack of your life, then get yourself a copy of Carrie's highly acclaimed book today. Go to carrierowan.com/book to get your copy now. That's CarrieRowan.
Are you ready to consistently be in the flow of success? Build an abundant business, easily find your right clients, and feel good inviting them into your community to do business with you? If your answer is yes, then you'll want to listen to Business Success with Human Design with Nancy O'Keefe on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network every Thursday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Business Success with Human Design is a podcast designed to help you peel back the layers of who you've been taught to be and how you've been told to do business, moving you from overwhelm to a business model that aligns with your authentic self and feels right for you. Come and explore Human Design for Business with Nancy.
Did you know 73% of employees are considering leaving their jobs, and almost half of Americans fear being laid off in the next year? That's a lot of fear and anxiety mulling around the office. In today's environment, employees need easy-to-use tools and strategies they can count on when the atmosphere is making them feel less than productive. To find out about proven ways to help your employees turn their stress into success, go to carrierowan.com and sign up for a free wellness consultation for your company today.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow. flow.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back. Here we are with Susanna. I know you're hanging on her every word because we have so much juiciness to talk about here. And we've been talking about her chews. And for Totem Voss is the name of her company. We talked about that. If you want to get her chews, you can go to getchews.com. Could that be any easier? Get chews, C-H-E-W-S. We love to spell here on radio. So getchews.com and find out all you want about the chews and all that good stuff. And the flavors, you got to find about the flavors. So let's talk a little bit about how, so Susanna, you've got four kids and I love that. How did they all get involved in the business?
So I started making the chews with a friend of mine who is like gung-ho and happy to help. And at some point we realized because we're wrapping the chews in natural cellophane and not in plastic, because we don't want people to be ingesting microplastics every day. So really, we're really thinking about what they were wrapped in. And so at this point, they're still hand-wrapped, which is a big job.
Wowza.
So they're hand-wrapped, then they're vacuum sealed. So they do have like a 2-year shelf life. Once they're opened, then they need to be stuck in the fridge and they only have like a week or two at room temperature. So all that hand wrapping, my friend is a high agency person. There's no other way to say it. And she was like, what if we got our older kids involved in wrapping? So we set up a little, like little systems to help them like put wrappers on the trays and then sit down. We make the chews at a commercial kitchen, but sit down at the table and wrap together and kind of enjoy each other's company and have us enjoy their company too. And it ended up being really fun for them and for us. So we just had adults working on it at the beginning. So now I have a 22-year-old, a 17-year-old, a 15-year-old, and a 12-year-old. And the three older kids help me with wrapping. And generally they have friends there who are their age. So it ends up being sort of a social activity. Everybody has to comply with the commercial kitchen safety protocols, but sort of it's our time together. It's their Saturday job. It's our time together. And we end up really enjoying. I love hearing what they're doing. I love hearing how things are going. Carrie, I think you're frozen.
Am I?
Oh, now I can. I hear you, but your face isn't moving.
Oh, no worries. We can still talk.
Okay.
I love that because when I'm listening to it, going to myself, I love the no screen time without being a forced endeavor, right? Like that social time around the table is beautiful. And all I kept thinking when you're talking about the natural cellophane and making them with your friend in the commercial kitchen and getting the kids involved in the wrapping is these things are made with love.
Absolutely. So I have an adult friend who helps me every week and she's like, don't ever make these with machines because there's something special that goes into them when you're hand cutting, hand wrapping, hand sealing, hand bagging. And I totally understand where she's coming from. And I love that aspect of it.
Me too. You just gave me a full body chill when you were saying that. Truth.
Yeah. So for us, this is what it looks like right now. And it has been, first of all, my kids have really learned to work, which I think is really important. But it's funny, we had another woman come and help us. And she said, this is like a knitting circle. It's like an old fashioned knitting circle. All the kids sitting here working. And I'm always like, no phones. Nobody can be, no phones out. Nobody can read. This is time for us to chat with each other. Mm-hmm. It's time for us to enjoy each other while we're doing this sort of work we don't have to think a lot about after you get in the habit of it. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's ended up being really a great way for me to connect with my very busy high schoolers. So during the week, they're doing sports, they're leaving in the morning for clubs. You know, the older one has a car, so she's driving the 15-year-old around. Like they have a lot on their agenda, but I'm always going to see them on the weekends and I'm always going to get to catch up with them. And I'm always going to hear where they're at and what's really bothering them, what's fun for them. And so it's been wonderful. In addition to that, my husband is a CPA, so he's doing the financial side of the business for me.
Perfect.
So wow. It has really been an in-house effort here. And I think it's just my mom came. She hasn't been in a little while to New Hampshire, but she came and came to the kitchen to see how everything is done. And she said, don't ever stop this business because it's so good for your family.
Oh, I love that. It's the coming together for a common purpose, right? Without, you know, come down to dinner or whatever those obligatory things are. It's something they want to do. And they're meeting with other people and even amongst themselves, they have that chance to catch up. And you're telling a new story. You are planting the seeds about work in their mind that will impact them the rest of their life positively, right? You're showing them that work can be fun and work can be a time to connect with other people. And wow, isn't work that you're really forming that work story in their mind?
Yeah, it's been. I mean, I think I love that those two pieces come together, that we learn how to work hard and we're learning how to enjoy ourselves with one another. Yeah. Those two things don't have to be exclusive. We either work hard or we enjoy our social life. That it's kind of a both and story.
I love that.
Like a magnifying story, an exponential story.
Totally. Totally, because that's the way it should be, right? And these new generations that are coming up, you know, you've got the millennials and all this who talk about that. That's important to them, is satisfaction and happiness in their jobs as well. And they also, we all do, but they more so than other generations that young, usually this happens when we get older, is they need more purpose. They want to know that there's a bigger picture to what they're doing, right? They don't just want to show up to a job for no real bigger reason. So their minds are programmed to look for that, pull the lens back, if you will. And what's the bigger picture here? And of course, we've already talked about that, how you're helping people.
Right. So I actually share testimonials with them. That happened throughout the week. Someone contacted me and told me this. Someone reached out to me and this is happening. Because in a way, they're living pain-free in their bodies right now. You know? We don't understand all the things that can happen to people as they age. But having them hear those stories, I really believe it's also giving them a sense of what work can do in the world.
Mm.
And how your joy in what you're doing can be magnified through good work.
Yeah. So, I love that. It's contagious in a really great way. You know, you're creating something with love, you're giving it to somebody else. They're sharing, it's paying it forward in a lot of ways. And just now, as you were talking, I was also thinking that you are setting in place a good health story for them as well.
Right. Right. That's a big piece of what we do in this house. Is how do you want to perform at your next Nordic ski race? Well, let's think about how we can make that better. What can you take that will help? Mm. You're not feeling so good. What can we do? So that's sort of our approach to everything, which is like, it can get better. It might not be perfect. It might not be completely linear, but your health, you have so much control really at the end of the day. Over how you feel.
Absolutely. Oh, you're singing my song, Susanna. Because we do. We have so many more choices than we ever did before. You don't have to follow one model. You can create your own that works for you, that feels right for you and your family. And my family is very much the same way. But I love that you're so solution focused, right? Yes, you have to identify what the problem is, but let's talk about a solution, because I think what happens nowadays is people get stuck in the problem. They're so stuck in the problem, you know, and then here comes the stories. It's never going to go away. I'm always going to feel like this. This is awful. My life is going downhill. You know, we could go on and on with those negative stories instead of, hey, wait, let's identify the problem and let's get a bigger list of solutions, right? Because there's always a choice. Like you're saying, there's always a choice. There's always a different way to look at something, a different way to spin it, a different way, a different perspective that you can take on a situation.
Yeah. And we can question those old stories and really bring them up and ask if that's the story we want to continue to tell. if it's serving us. And it's funny because for me, it's so much about combining positivity with the kids and with my business, along with high expectations. So I want to see both of those together because I think they're a really magical pairing.
I love
that. As far as really helping people move forward, workers, people who are taking the product all the way along, like, you know, amazing things are possible and we have high expectations about how things can go.
Yeah. You should put a warning on your package. Must a positive one. Must bring, you know, your positivity and your positive expectations with the package, right? Like, it's so true what you said, because expectations, whether it's of a person or something happening, people will perform to your expectations 100% of the time if you have really low expectations, which I think is what happens a lot between parent child. But when we can raise those expectations and have higher expectations, you know, without the pressure, even quietly in our own minds, how we picture our kids being someday. And we always picture them being healthy and happy and all those things. So having those expectations, I love what you said about marrying the positivity with expectations. It's a beautiful, beautiful formula.
I have my 15-year-old has started to morph into doing my reels on Instagram. And so, I mean, sort of puzzling over what I can expect from her and then her coming through with, wow, that's amazing. What you just were able to manage. And she's getting paid for her work in that way and enjoying it too.
Mm-hmm. I love it. So. I need to borrow her. I need to hire her. It's so true. Anything like we want to do with reels or technical, I'm always like calling one of my kids and, hey, how do you do? She was just looking over my shoulder a minute ago when I was posting up one of my shows on Instagram. She's like, Mom, why are you doing it like that? I don't know. Is there a better way? Show me. I'm open.
And yes, there probably is a better way.
Apparently there is. Now I know. She's like, and nobody posts from their computer, Mom. So apparently that's out too. So learning just as much from them as they are from us, right?
Right.
Oh, well, this has been amazing. I have loved this conversation. People are going to get so much from everything that you've shared today. We've gone to so many different pieces of what you do, Susanna, and I just love all of it.
Well, thank you so much. I absolutely, my business brings me so much joy. I mean, this is just how everything works, right? Mm-hmm. I want to help. I want to treat my customers like my mom.
Yeah.
And then my customers are so good back to me, you know, and the business is so good for me too.
Yeah.
And brings me so much joy.
So absolutely. Tell us in a quick little synopsis, you have a new product. I just want to make sure we mention that. Tell them what the new product does. Do you want to, or are you waiting to do a big unveil?
I'm happy to talk about the new product. So it's going to be a collagen chew designed to be taken before bed.
Love it.
So collagen itself is naturally, the amino acids are calming that are in collagen. So we're pairing these calming amino acids with other therapeutics to help people who are struggling with that cortisol melatonin balance or that GABA glutamine balance. So maybe they're a little bit high on the stress hormones, or a lot of women will find perimenopausal, menopausal women will find that that GABA system just really drops off as the progesterone drops off. So a lot of times progesterone can help with that, but also pairing other therapeutics with these things to help us get through the night without waking up. That's our big, what we're going for here.
Oh, amen. That is going to open up just a whole other client base, right? Like, I mean, that is so needed right now. I can already think of like 10 people I'm going to have to buy some chews for on that one. So we can't wait to hear more about that. So tell them again, what's your website? Where can they find out more? Where can they get some chews?
So you can find us online at getchews.com or totemboss.com, either way. We're on Instagram, Facebook, as far as if you want more information.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy to answer emails if people have specific questions. and to talk about how this has helped my other clients. We have about 5 years under our belt here. So we do have a little bit of a pattern as far as who this helps and how it helps. It helps with inflammatory skin conditions, osteoarthritis, degenerative disc, muscle pain. People take it for gut health as well.
Wow.
So
amazing, yeah. Guys. Go and find out more. I'm going to spell it for you because we love spelling things here on the radio. So it's Totem Voss, TOTUMVOS. Is it totemvoss.com?
Totemvoss.com or getchews.com.
Or getchews.com. Could it be any easier? Getchews.com. So go get your chews. And we want to hear from you. Oh, and by the way, I wanted to mention I have a new special PDF up on my website for the new year. And it's all about how to generate energy on demand. So go get your copy at carrierowan.com. I don't have to spell that one for you, do I? Go to carrierowan.com, CarrierowanN.com. And remember, get your chews, everybody, getchews.com. And thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you, Susanna, for coming on and sharing your heartwarming story about your business. I love everything you're doing.
Thank you so much, Carrie. It has really been a delight to be with you.
Oh, you're so welcome. Same to you. And be well, everybody. And remember, it is never too late to live your best story. Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to Look for the Good with your host, Carrie Rowan, best-selling author and mindset coach. Join us every Monday at 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. right here at Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. If you weren't able to catch an episode, no worries. Just visit our website to find all the archived episodes of Look for the Good on demand so you don't miss a thing. And remember, it's never too late to live your best story. For additional resources or to find out about how you can work with Carrie directly, visit carrierowan.com for more details.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.